Welcome to the Patent Bar MPP Q&A podcast. Today's question is as follows. What is the difference between sequence listing requirements filed before or after July 1, 2022? The answer to this question can be found in Chapter 600 of the MPP. This chapter covers parts, form, and content of application. The answer is from the 9th edition, revision 7.2022, published February 2023. Depending on future changes to the MPP, the question and answer may or may not be applicable in later editions or revisions. Again, what is the difference between sequence listing requirements filed before or after July 1, 2022? As shown in Chapter 600. For applications filed before July 1, 2022, the sequence listing can be a sequence listing as an ACSII plain text file in compliance with 37 CFR 1.821-1.824. Submission must be submitted via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or on read-only optical disk. For applications filed on or after July 1, 2022, the sequence listing must be a sequence listing XML, as an XML file in compliance with 37 CFR 1.831-1.834. Submission can be submitted via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or on read-only optical disk. This question and answer comes from Section 608.05(c) of the MPP. The following is a brief summary of Section 608.05(c). 608.05(c) Submissions of Biological Sequence Listings. Applications disclosing nucleotide and/or amino acid sequences, as defined in 37 CFR 1.821(a), for applications filed before July 1, 2022, or as defined in 37 CFR 1.831, B, for applications filed on or after July 1, 2022, are required to provide the biological sequence information in a sequence listing. For applications filed before July 1, 2022, the sequence listing can be a sequence listing as an ACSII plain text file in compliance with 37 CFR 1.821-1.824. Submission must be submitted via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or on read-only optical disk. For applications filed on or after July 1, 2022, the sequence listing must be a sequence listing XML, as an XML file in compliance with 37 CFR 1.831-1.834. Submission can be submitted via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or on read-only optical disk. This podcast is brought to you by PatentEducationSeries.com and is based on their widely popular Patent Bar Review course. The contents of this podcast is not legal advice. For full disclaimer information, please visit PatentEducationSeries.com. We're here to help you succeed. We've helped scores of engineers, scientists, and attorneys get on the road to a new career as a patent practitioner since 2001. Please visit PatentEducationSeries.com for more free information to help you learn more about and pass the patent bar exam.